It is member supported Hawaii Public Radio, All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence, and big news in the local community relating to a formidable part of the entertainment industry, a radio professional, a guy who had a huge impact on the state. Tom Moffett has passed on. It was announced today. He died Monday, 85 years old. Tom had been going through months of declining health, and the man who was Detroit-born arrived here in 1950, really changed the landscape of the islands with both his radio career, early days of K-Poi, certainly the things that he did on the concert-promoting level. And if you listen to All Things Considered recently on the program, we had Shep Gordon on, who is an incredible entertainment person himself, has a new book, Supermensch. We were going over some stories from that. And both Alice Cooper's manager, longtime Valley Isle resident, but an entertainment figure whose paths have, his path has crossed with Tom's numerous times. And Shep joins us on the line right now to share some personal memories. Hey, Shep, how are you?
Hey, aloha. Good. A little bit sad, but happy to have had the opportunity to know Tom.
Yeah, and you certainly did. I mean, in our conversation, at least, you had talked about, or maybe you can just start off, what was the first time that you got to meet Tom that you can recall?
You know, I wouldn't be in Maui, probably not in Hawaii, if it hadn't been for Tom. I met him in 74. I went to Honolulu to quit smoking. He got me, it was the first time I met him. I met him on a phone call. Someone introduced us. And he got me the house that Colonel Parker had rented when he worked in Hawaii with Elvis, which was unbelievable. And a couple of days into my trip, I wanted to go see some other islands and get off Oahu. And he had a tour going to Maui. I think it was going to Maui and Big Island. And in those days, it was a hydrofoil. So we went by hydrofoil. I came on the tour as the poster and T-shirt salesman for Kalapana.
Unbelievable. Doing merch.
Basically. Yeah, doing merch with his son, Troy, who was very young, maybe 13, 14.
Whose son? Tom's?
Tom's son, Troy.
Wow.
Who lives on the Big Island now. And Joe Gannon, who has Joe's restaurant. And
okay.
Was part of my team. And I put one foot on the dock and turned around to Tom and Joe and said, I'm going to live here forever.
Upon landing in Ma'alaya.
Yep, and so if it hadn't been for Tom, I probably wouldn't be here. And then our relationship grew and grew, and every time I would tell some artist or someone in the business that I had just bought a house in Hawaii, their face would light up, and they'd say, hey, you know Uncle Tom? Always be a smile.
Right.
And always be a good story. So I made it a point to spend more time, and the more time I spent, the more I enjoyed spending time with him.
Did you do any shows on a professional level? Did you bring any acts?
We did. We had an interesting moment. We there was a fellow in Maui by the name of Pundi Yaguchi. And Pundi was the fellow behind the Maui Arts and Cultural Center. And he was on a mission to provide culture, make culture that was available on the mainland to young people available in Hawaii. He was very depressed by the fact that the youth of Hawaii were leaving to go to the mainland. And he built the cultural center in Maui to that end, to try and keep them in Maui. And at one point he came to me and asked me about doing big concerts with big acts, because big acts weren't coming to Hawaii. So I called up Tom and I went to see him and I said, what do you think? Should we take a shot? And he was the only person I would ever think of working with in Hawaii. And we ended up doing a series of shows at Aloha Stadium, which I think were the only shows that have been there in decades. It was Michael Jackson and U2 and the Rolling Stones, and just loved working with Tom every second. But I think the real place where you can really see who Tom Moffett was and how beautifully he represented the state of Hawaii with the relationships he had with the artists. A guy like Jimmy Buffett, you know, Tom was family too. When Tom worked with you, he became family. Where normally it's an adversarial position. In Tom's case, the artists loved him, and the business people loved him. And I think we could all feel that he actually loved what he was doing. I can't say I ever had the passion for promoting musical shows like he did. Tom would have paid to go to any of the shows he charged for.
Right.
And that's beautiful. I always say that the luckiest person in the world is someone who can make their living through that passion, and he certainly did, right up until the end. So I'm just thrilled to have had a chance to know him.
And you worked with him on the famous Michael Jackson shows at Aloha as well.
Yeah,
as
we did Michael, we did U2, we did the Rolling Stones. I think we did one other act there. They're basically the only shows that have been there in the last few decades.
And was that like a co? Because I remember the
it was co-promoting was
with Live Nation or whatever for U2 at least.
Yeah. Yep, we had Live Nation, Tom and myself, for the band ahead names of all of them.
Amazing. And so you would turn to him on that sort of professional level. Did you guys ever, any personal hangouts other than the fantastic story of him introducing you to the Valley Isle?
Well, I used to always hang out with him in the early days at the Kahala Hilton when he, you know, if you wanted Tom Moffatt, between 1974, probably pre-me, I'm sure, 6-0, I'm sure pre-me, but... until the Kahala got sold, which was probably 1990 or early 90s, mid-90s, Tom was never at his office. His office was the Kahala pool playing backgammon with Bobby. The pool guy was named Bobby.
Wow.
And he was there every day. So I would, whenever I was in Hawaii, I would end my day going and having a drink and watching Tom play backgammon. And then we'd go get something to eat. I spent a lot of time with him. He got me, at one point I wanted to do a restaurant with Don Ho, and he introduced me to Don, and I opened Don Ho's Island Grill. So we spent a lot of time together. If I had a good dinner party at my house, I'd call up Tom, he'd fly over, come to the party. We were friends. I'm really proud to call him a friend.
And you've gotten to work with promoters all over the country, and you've kind of mentioned it. I mean, he has this reputation. I'm not from here, but I know that in a place like Boston or Philly, there was not a guy, even though there were huge legendary promoters, they didn't have the kind of relationship with the community that Tom has.
Yeah, I mean, it's very rare you would see an artist invite a promoter over to his house for dinner, unless he had to.
Right.
And in Tom's case, people would stop in Hawaii to go have dinner with him, even if they weren't playing.
And even beyond the artist, too, Shep, huh? The way that he's
like
the general public.
Yeah,
kinda.
Tom had that Aloha spirit. You know, I'd walk through a shopping mall with Tom. Everybody knew him.
Right.
I used to joke to him. I said, "You're like the midwife of the entire island."
That's a good one.
Yeah, because, you know, he affected everybody. Everybody went to an Uncle Tom show. Everybody had their graduation with them, or had their first concert with them, or had their favorite moment with them. Or, you know. Not to mention he was on the air talking to them every day for how many years now? 50 years?
Right, exactly. He kept going with a weekend radio show after having been a huge radio star himself in the 60s. And there's also, you can see so many on YouTube, you can actually see videos of some of those 1960s concerts he was putting on. Like Beach Boys and stuff like that. I don't have the laundry list in my head, but I know there are quite a few.
Oh, he did them all. He did every name you've ever heard of.
Right.
He did.
Yeah, no matter what it was. As a final note, any enduring memory of him that just sticks out as a final tribute to him? We really appreciate, by the way, that you take our call and do this away.
My pleasure. No, I'm really proud of him. No, I mean, I think of Tom, I think of Aloha and a beautiful smile and how filled with Aloha he was, and how passionate for the music and the artists. So great to see a promoter who loves it. So I have all fond, beautiful memories.
It's a wonderful thing. You weren't there at the Elvis thing, were you?
I was not there at the Elvis thing. I wish I had been.
Okay.
But I think you know Tom, I believe, was a pallbearer at the Colonel's funeral.
You say that one more time?
Tom was a pallbearer at Colonel Parker's funeral, I believe.
Amazing.
I believe he was one of the guys at the funeral who carried the cask.
Well, like you said, he had an unbelievable, surreal sort of connection to so many different artists that usually a promoter.
Everybody touched.
Right.
Yeah.
He really did, and he touched the community, too. We really appreciate it. Shep Gordon checking in and giving us some of that island connection of the late great Tom Moffatt. Great to hear from you. Thank you, Shep.